We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whenever I hear Dan Day playing a Miley Cyrus song, I wonder, is she the hot mess of the day, Dan?
Always. She's like the hot mess of the year, man. And just knowing that she's Dolly Parton's goddaughter just makes it even more hot. Oh, my God.
Did you watch any? Didn't they do a New Year's Eve show together? I did not watch that one. I watched the regular Seacrest thing with my wife. But did you watch any of Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus?
A little bit. Number one, I was here doing the Heat game, so I couldn't really watch. Yeah. Number two, I mean, come on, that college football playoff game that went all the way to the stroke of midnight with that field goal,
right?
Ohio State just shanking the kick. But other than that, right after that, I flipped it to see what my two ladies were doing on TV. And I do mean my ladies, because Miley Cyrus, Dolly Parton, to this day, if they gave me a shot, I'd shoot my shot.
Okay.
I'm not saying Dolly Parton in her prime. I'm saying Dolly Parton now.
Thank you for clarifying. I figured that's what you meant. But okay. Thank you for clarifying.
In case Dolly's listening or Miley's listening, I got you.
Let's take a look at our stock market close. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Dow Jones down 39 points. NASDAQ is up,
okay.
Plus 384. And the S&P 500 up 60, Dan. So depending on what kind of stocks you have, not such a bad day.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I just didn't want to hear all negatives and stuff. I don't even look at my monthly reports anymore. I just... ride the waves, man. Ride the waves.
Yeah, same with me. I don't even think about it. Like, I'm more into crypto, which has obviously been pretty rough lately, but it's climbing back a little bit. It's climbing back a little bit, but as far as like whatever little stocks I have, I kind of wait until they send you like the yearly tax document, which I received it recently. Like, oh yeah, I forgot about it. I got that GE in the Apple or whatever else. When the tax document comes in the mail, it's the only time I really think about it.
Mal was so smart to invest in OnlyFans early on. Oh.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on,
really?
Man. Yeah, I said it's the future of, the way people might enjoy watching videos by themselves.
Very diplomatic the way you describe that.
Well, I'm a diplomat when it comes to OnlyFans.
So OnlyFans is like publicly traded?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I jumped on it. You know, they're part of a trade company and everything. So, yeah, I got
okay.
in there. Yeah.
Wow.
At least my money man told me that. I told him, I was like, jump on this. Well, when I said jump on this, I meant like, you know, the stock.
I know what you meant. You meant it both ways, yeah. What do we got going on today? Headlines.
This is some Cat Talk sponsored by Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get their energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers going to be hosting NHL All-Star Weekend this weekend. So much stuff going to be going on. What are you looking forward to the most, Dono, when it comes to All-Star Weekend here in South Florida?
Skills competition is a lot of fun, and I love the fact that the Panthers have double representation. Matthew Tkachuk, well-deserved as an All-Star. He's been better than advertised, I think, with the Panthers. And I'm glad Barkov was able to get in, I think, within, the last week or so, he gets in as an injury replacement because, you know, you'd feel kind of bad, like, with Florida hosting the All-Star game, it would kind of stink if you only had one representative at the All-Star game. So to have Tkachuk and Barkov is huge. So I'm looking forward to watching the two of them. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Randy Moeller is up to, because I'm sure he's all over town this weekend. I can guarantee you that.
I do want to ask you this, because, of course, I haven't been here long enough to remember the NBA All-Star game coming to South Florida, but I do remember when I was in New Orleans, it would come, and every once in a while, ESPN.
I don't think it has, or at least not in like forever, because it's always boat show weekend, so they never bring it here.
Right. I think they did one time like years and years ago, but I do remember in New Orleans, every once in a while, ESPN would like throw us a couple of tickets to like the upper second to last row for not even like the skills challenge, like the all, you know, whatever celebrity game or like Usher performing on the court one night, and tickets were like $600-$700, and it was like second to last row. Is the NHL All-Star weekend a little more affordable than the NBA All-Star weekend?
I you know, it's funny. I think it was when I was on the Tobin and Leroy show about a week ago, Marcos had some of the prices, and it's not cheap. Like even for Saturday, which is like the skills competition day, like you're talking about, we might want to look it up so I don't screw it up, but I know that like the tickets, cause some people might say, oh, well it's hockey. How expensive could it be? It's pretty pricey. I mean, if the game was in Toronto instead of, you know, Fort Lauderdale, I'm sure the tickets would be way more expensive. Cause that's like, you know, there's ice and misery up there. So there's nothing else to do but watch hockey. But I don't know. Were you able to pull up some of the prices?
I'm looking for it right now, and they're asking me to go to the Greater Philadelphia area, which those tickets are going to be terrible for that. For the
yeah, you talk about sitting in way in the back. You have to watch the game from Philly.
I'm trying to see StubHub All-Star Competition. How many tickets do I need? Let's go with four of them. Why not?
Why not?
Is this okay? Okay. So Sunrise. So you want to sit in the upper deck? Not very good seats.
Sure.
$205 is the cheapest I can get you right now for the All-Star Skills Challenge.
And that's the skill. I'm assuming the All-Star game is probably more expensive than the Skills Challenge, right?
I found some in section 327. That's behind one of the goals. That is $146 each. So let me see if I can get it. Oh, no. If you want to be in 308, which is also right behind the goal, I've gone all the way down to $70.
That's not so bad.
That's really
just
not
to
bad.
Get in the building.
Yeah, just to get in the building, kind of feel some of the things. And they actually have decent tickets for like mid ice all the way at the very top for like $104.
Okay. That's not bad. I mean, I think people pay a lot more for concerts these days. I mean,
$91. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous some of the prices you pay. So $91 to sit middle ice all the way up in 301, probably the upper part of 301. $91. If it's a bucket list, I mean, that's not the end of the world for me.
No, it's not.
I can drop $91 at a dive bar sometimes if I want to. So at least I get a skills challenge out of it, you know?
And I guarantee you, if they were having like the same exact All-Star game, if it was in like Edmonton or Montreal instead of in South Florida, the tickets would probably be three times that much because, again, Canadians have nothing better to do. So they'd be all over it.
Have you had the ketchup potato chips yet?
No, I actually, it's funny because I mentioned I have a really good friend who lives in Canada, and he's actually, he works for the Frito-Lay Corporation, and he loves the ketchup chips, and I once tried to get him to send me some, but I think he kind of like hinted that he's like, I guess he couldn't send me freebies, so he's like, well, if you pay me for, like, I'm not going to pay for ketchup chips, sorry, bro, like, I'm not going to pay for you to send me ketchup chips from Canada, so I haven't tried them yet.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried them because Hawk came back one time from Canada and brought us some when we tried them, and they're good, but they're not great, they're not the end-all be-all, and if I'm walking down an aisle full of chips, it's not going to be my top, even, I would say, seven chips that I would pick from, so, yeah, I'm not big on the ketchup chips, I guess that's what I'm saying, in a roundabout way.
What do they call it when the chips are like, when they're like full, like loaded, where they've got like kind of like where it's like, cause I know some people don't like the vinegar flavor on chips. I like it. Mm-hmm. So they make some that have like, they definitely have salt and vinegar, but they also have like some cheese and seasoning on them. And it's like, oh, those, I can't remember what they're called, but those are my favorite, like where you basically put every flavor, including the vinegar taste on the chip. I love those.
Oh, yeah.
Greasier, the better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to be like bathing by the end of my chip eating experience and stuff like that. And the double blast, and don't take this wrong, double blasted chips. Oh, man, where they throw the extra like flavor on them. So like you have to kind of get through all the flavor to get to the chip. Oh, that's money right there.
Like, I don't know how people eat plain potato chips. It's like I'd rather eat like a baked potato or a French fry or something. Like there's nothing like to me, the potato chip, the appeal comes from the fact that you can pack so much flavor into like a thin crispy vessel.
Yeah.
Right? Like a plain potato chip for me, it doesn't really serve any purpose. There are other ways I'd rather eat a plain potato than in chip form.
Yeah, I thought like that died in the 80s, like that and Tab. Like they just kind of went away because we've progressed so much. We realize now that we can have so much more flavor with so little calories and so much more flavor with a potato chip. It's not just a plain old potato chip that you're going to be putting in your mouth.
By the way, somebody writes in on the text line. I think they're right. All dressed is what you call those chips that I like.
Ooh.
I'm all about that all dressed. What else we got going on?
Got one more Panthers note. Former Panthers coach Andrew Brunette was arrested yesterday for suspicion of DUI while driving a golf cart in Deerfield Beach.
He was on the street, though.
He was not on a golf course, so in case you're wondering.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Like I didn't even realize you could get a DUI on a golf cart, but I guess it makes sense if you're on the street, like you're driving, you could theoretically run over somebody, run into a car. So it's awful. You got to be more responsible than that.
And cars could be swerving or coming at you real fast and not seeing you right away. So it's one of those things. We'll just kind of have to see how that goes right there. But we wish, of course, Andrew Brunette the best, especially with the process that he'll probably have to go through with all that.
Yeah.
The Heat, they do take on the Knicks in New York tonight. Tip is at 7:30. Dono, you will not be in attendance. I know that.
Will not be in attendance, but I will be watching on television, and I will be rooting for the Heat to hopefully humiliate the Knicks, because Knicks fans, they are a special breed of delusional. I mean, you act like your franchise has been relevant in the last, 25 years. They haven't, but they act like they have been. And I find it unbecoming. Like you guys are serial underachievers, and I want the Heat to put them in their place tonight.
Speaking of All-Star games and the NBA tonight on TNT, All-Star reserves will be announced.
Yeah. If Bam Adebayo doesn't get selected, what do we do? Do we storm the league offices? Like we hold angry. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter. Like if Bam does not get selected tonight, you can excuse the dopey fans. Cause like the All-Star, it's so the starters, the fan vote and everything. And there's an anti-South Florida bias. We've known that forever. And then there's also just a bias of who do you watch on TV more often? And the Heat don't get a whole lot of nationally televised games. So people don't watch Bam enough. The fans are just going to stuff the ballot box and vote whoever they want to. But, if the other voting parties who should know more about basketball and be less biased do not vote Bam in tonight, we revolt.
Yeah, the thing is, Bam does it in a quiet way. In the post game, he's barely awake. When I'll be honest, his post game interviews are. He's not getting technicals on ESPN Sports Center, throwing chairs onto the court, post game saying all types of, I got foul on there, getting really crazy and animated. And unfortunately, that goes against him. But if you look at his play on the court, there's no way. I tried to watch actually a couple times and go, you know what? I'm going to be the anti-Bam guy and try to keep him out of the All-Star game. And the more and more I watched, the more and more I was like, you can't keep him out of the All-Star game. Look what he's doing. So, from that perspective, like I said, I took the anti-Bam perspective and it made me even more of a fan. Like, wow, he really deserves to be in the All-Star game, because I was, quote unquote, hating on him and still walked away saying, yeah, he should be in the All-Star game.
So you were like Dances with Wolves or Avatar. Like you infiltrated the opposing perspective. Like you became a Na'vi in order to try and like figure out how to better like destroy their habitat and mine all their resources. But then you walk a mile in the Na'vi loincloth, and then you figure out, you know what? I like the way that they do this. or no, I guess the opposite happened. I totally screwed up that analogy. But you were not like the Na'vi, because you decided to join the legion of Bam Adebayo doubters, and you realized the grass is not greener over here.
Yeah, and I took it as far as like anytime Eric Reed or Jason Jackson says something positive about Bam, I'm gonna go against them. And by the end, I was like, I'm done. I can't do anything. His play on the court stands for itself. And that's what it's all about, especially for the reserves. You need to look at that and reward the guys that are deserving, not the guys who throw balls into the stands and, kick cameramen and all that stuff. So I think Bam should be in, from me being a Heat fan and from me being an anti-Heat fan for like 5 games.
Wow. 5 games. Wow. I'm sorry you had to do that, but only to reinforce your – you know what it is? The Amish, they do that Rumspringa.
Oh, you and I have been wanting to go on one of those forever.
Yeah. that's what you did. Where you allow yourself, what is it like when you turn 18 or 21?
Go.
You go crazy. Like you go crazy, and then hopefully you realize during your Rumspringa, you realize I like it better being Amish. Some of them just don't come back, but Dan Day came back. He's still Heat Amish.
My Heat Rumspringa brought me back to the Heat. Telling you, man. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. Two escaped tamarin monkeys from the Dallas Zoo have been found in the closet of an abandoned area house in Dallas-Fort Worth. You got to keep your monkey under wraps, man. You can't let your monkey just run away and get free like that.
I always feel uneasy when I hear stories like this because I live about a mile away from the zoo in Miami. So if you're telling me that in certain zoos around the country, animals are getting free, if an animal got free at Zoo Miami, he could wind up on my street pretty easily. So I don't want this.
What would you do if you opened a closet and a mad monkey started yelling and screaming and screeching at you?
If he was like angry, I'd probably be pretty freaked out because I know that monkeys can be dangerous, right?
Yeah.
I know they're adorable. They are adorable. Like you see the ones like that crawl up on your shoulder, like in old pirate films and stuff. And like I'd like a monkey like that. Like if he was like cooperative and like I could play with him, but if he's like trying to rip my face off or something, I'd be pretty freaked out.
Close the door and call animal control. Somebody get a hold of my monkey.
By the way, I just got a text from Simbad Sports who's listening, and he says Heat Amish t-shirts are available at Simbad Sports. Dan Day is starting a trend.
I am Heat Amish for the rest of my life.
Oh, man. What else we got? Oh, that was the day spa. That's happy endings for all. Happy endings for everyone. All right, we will continue. We're with you till 6 o'clock today. We got to figure out what national day it is, right, Dan? Because don't Hawk and Crowd. I did get something from Solana, so maybe we could talk about whatever national nonsense day it is today. Because I know the guys like to get into that. We'll have a little bit of fun here. Hawk and Crowder Show, AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Zig, Hawk, and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of Heat.
15 minutes of your Miami Heat, and in probably less than 15 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of Heat tickets. You can see the Heat take on the Rockets at Miami-Dade Arena on February 10th. So that is 8 days away from today, if I'm doing my math correctly here. I can't believe it's February already. But yeah, later on this segment, we are going to be giving away a pair of Heat Rocket tickets for February 10th at Miami-Dade Arena. So, you know, before we get into the latest trade rumor, Dan, I'm just going back to, and the Heat play the Knicks tonight. I'm considering it a must win to help, you know, solidify your sixth seed and hopefully better, because the Knicks are right behind you at seven. You want to avoid that play-in if possible. So, you know, it's an important game standings-wise, and it's also an important game for me because I grew up watching Heat basketball in the 90s, and some of my fondest memories watching the Heat were in those very heated, physical, sometimes controversial playoff series that they had 4 straight years against the New York Knicks. I remember those days so fondly, And, you know, there's a lot of New Yorkers down here. You know, the game's in New York tonight, but whenever the Knicks are in town, there's a lot of New Yorkers who flood into the arena with their Knicks chants, and they're very obnoxious and annoying. So this is a team that I always want to beat, Dan. And going back to a couple nights ago, the victory that the Heat collected in Cleveland has to be one of Miami's best victories of the year. Maybe even, I'm not gonna say the, and I know they just beat Boston recently, but Boston without four regulars, and you know, the Heat were without Jimmy in that game, but it wasn't really giving you an idea of like, hey, this is the real Heat taking on the real Celtics. Whereas when the Heat took on the Cavs in Cleveland the other night, both teams were about as healthy as they've been all season. So, and the Cavs are spot in front of the Heat in the standings, a very long team that could give you problems in a playoff series. And the Heat got a great road victory. So I'm hoping they can follow up one of their best victories of the year with, you know, a butt kicking against the Knicks tonight.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it without Victor Oladipo. He's been officially ruled out with that knee. And, of course, Orlando Robinson, he's got the thumb issue. So you're going to be shorthanded. Omer Yurtseven might not play this season. We're looking at that. So right now that's what we're working with. But that's part of the NBA now. The injuries, no excuses. Just go out there and play.
Yeah, I mean, being without Depot is tough, you know, and you know, they're going to be careful with him, maintaining him, because he's had such a nightmare laundry list of injuries the last few years. But it obviously, it takes a big punch away from your bench unit, but starting lineup seems intact for tonight. So hopefully that is enough, right? Because obviously you don't have Tyler Hero's not your sixth man anymore. He's one of your five this year. So you don't have that same scoring punch off of the bench. But Dan, as noted, the Heat are 2-point favorites tonight in New York. You taking that Heat minus two, or are you sitting this one out?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take that Heat minus two because it's a little bit of a rivalry. I'll admit that. The Heat, they know. I mean, New York, they're kind of oblivious to any type of rivalry, but you're always going to play your best in Madison Square Garden, and you got to feel as though the Heat, they got to keep pace with the Cavaliers. They got to stay ahead of the Knicks, and I just think they're a better team, to be honest with you. And I think they get the win. And they've been hot lately. Let's be honest. The Heat, they have won four of the last five. And even that loss to the Hornets on Sunday, kind of just let that one slip away. They know they need to beat the Knicks. They got the Bucks coming to town. I'm going to take those points right there, and I'm going to go with the Heat tonight.
Yeah, and they have been hot lately. I mean, you know, the Charlotte loss aside. And it's no coincidence. I mean, they've been relatively healthier than they've been all year. And when you can have, you know, Jimmy and Bam playing together somewhat consistently, good things are going to happen. This is not going to be the first time you've heard this name mentioned in trade potential to the Miami Heat, but you know, the Chicago Bulls could very much be sellers at the trade deadline. And according to Yahoo Sports NBA insider Jake Fisher, he says the Lakers, Heat, Knicks and Mavericks have consistently been mentioned by league personnel as holding motivations to land Zach LaVine if the time does arrive, if he gets traded. He continues, for any team holding on to hope for LaVine's availability, or that Bradley Beal will one day ask out of Washington, or whether Trae Young ever seeks a trade from the Hawks, it might actually be wise for stars to avoid creating a proverbial list of destination teams. Recent NBA history seems to suggest that when such a player expresses his preferences for his next employer, those very teams often come up empty. Zach LaVine, he's not having his best year, but he's averaging 23.7 points per game, 4.8 rebounds, 4.2 assists, shooting 46.1% from the floor, 37.7% from three. I don't think he's the difference between winning a championship or not, but he's a player that would excite the fan base. And the thing is, it's always dependent on what you have to give up, right? Depending on what you have to give up, Zach LaVine could make the Heat better, and he could add an important scoring option in the playoffs and just give you, because, you know, the Heat are, you know, near or at the bottom of the NBA in scoring. So that's something you're going to need more of an offensive punch in the playoffs. But he's being mentioned with a lot of other teams, Dan. So I don't know if I'm necessarily expecting him to wind up with the Heat.
Yeah, two things right there. Number one, anytime somebody's on the trade block or there's trade rumors or they're a free agent, they're always going to say the Miami Heat, of course, because it's a great organization. It's a great place to live. It's tax-free. It just fits. They're winners.
Nobody ever says the Orlando Magic? It's also tax-free. It's tax-free up there. Nobody ever wants to go to the Magic.
Nobody ever says, oh, man, Orlando, put them on the list. Sacramento, New Orleans. No, they don't want that. Of course, they're always going to say the Heat. But number two, I mean, like, what do you think you would have to give up to get Zach Levine. It seems like they'd ask maybe too much of a high asking price. I mean, he is a good player. He's very explosive, but they're definitely going to want Tyler Hero in that deal. And I don't know if I'm willing to part with Tyler Hero for.
They would not. I do not believe Riley would even entertain Tyler Hero in that trade. I do not believe.
They're not going to take Duncan Robinson and Max Strus for Zach LaVine.
I'll throw in Kyle Lowry.
Somebody, Jamal King, can we get him in there too?
Yeah, Orlando Robinson, anybody, I kind of like Robinson, but you know, not as much as I would like.
So attached.
Yeah, I'm very attached to Gabe Vincent. And you notice Gabe Vincent, he may not start, but he typically closes games now instead of Kyle Lowry. That's because, you know, with Eric Spoelstra, you don't necessarily judge who's in his good graces based on who starts. It's more about who finishes games. And Gabe Vincent has been the guy getting that call recently.
Yeah, Gabe's had a great year for the Heat, you know, doing what he does and stuff like that. But yeah, you'd like to see Kyle Lowry maybe have a little more, of a say-so at the end of the game and say-so during the game. And there's been some, and I mean, I give him credit at the beginning of the year. I was like, he's going to be so inconsistent. He was actually very consistent and helped right the ship, played every night, actually played pretty well, but you'd like a little more production from Kyle Lowry, and it seems like he might be kind of wearing down as the season goes on a little bit. That's why you're probably seeing a little more Gabe Vincent at the end of games, maybe a little more legs under him. Those 16 seasons are starting to kind of take its toll on Kyle Lowry, like it would take on all of us.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're listening to a show that's a live potato.
Loaded potato.
What in the hell does that mean?
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, this brings me back. I had this Prodigy CD back in the 90s.
Fat of the Land?
Yes, I did. Actually, I think it was my older sister's CD, but it eventually ended up in my possession. I commandeered it because it was one of my favorites. Because when she was old enough to drive and I wasn't, she would drive me to school. We went to the same school and we listened to, you know, a bunch of CDs, but this was one of the ones in the rotation. And then eventually, I think when she went off to college, I commandeered the Prodigy CD and it became mine.
Yeah, that's what you do with your siblings and stuff like that. Eventually, if they don't show it enough love, especially if you're the younger one, you just go ahead and take it, man.
Yeah, everything was a hand-me-down. I mean, not like clothes and stuff.
Oh, no.
Female and I'm male, but as far as because her first car became my first car. Her Prodigy CD became my Prodigy CD.
My mom, Big Lynn, said, it doesn't matter your older sister wore it or not. You're going to wear it. Okay, Mom. Yeah. Appreciate it.
No doubt about that. So, Adam Schefter confirmed this morning, Dolphin fans, you could breathe a sigh of relief that Vic Fangio has, in fact, agreed to become the next Dolphins defensive coordinator, and they're going to make it official after the Super Bowl. Remember, he does work on the Philadelphia Eagles staff, and they're playing in the Super Bowl, so the Fangio agreement, the contract's going to become official probably the day after that. The way that Schefter, the wording of his tweet has a few annoying Dolphin fans kind of complaining about Fangio. So here's what Schefter tweeted. He said, after speaking with multiple teams about their defensive coordinator position, Vic Fangio has decided to join the Dolphins as their defensive coordinator and officially will accept the position on the Miami staff after the Super Bowl. So I see some Dolphin fans with this really dumb take of hold on. So this guy said he was going to come on Sunday. Then he decided to shop around. What, he was talking to San Francisco, he was talking to Denver, and then 4 days later he agrees with the Dolphins. Screw this guy. It's an incredibly dumb take. All's well that ends well. Okay, this is a generational defensive coordinator if you look at the success that Fangio has had. And what, so you guys were in suspense for 4 days because there were some reports out there that he might be talking to the Niners and to the Broncos. Bottom line is, this is a results-oriented business. Miami Dolphins got him. They didn't. And I think before he even talked to the Dolphins, he was talking with Carolina and maybe another. I think I remember reading of another spot he was talking to. So I'm not even sure what Schefter was referring to. Was Schefter actually referring to San Francisco or Denver the past 2 days? Or was he referring to the conversations that Fangio may have had before the Dolphins job even came open? So let's not complain. Let's just be happy we got our guy, right?
Yeah,
so, okay, so we
result.
Had to sweat it out. Yeah, we had to sweat it out for 4 days. Who cares?
It's
coming.
It's a business. It's a final result industry. It doesn't matter who said this, that, and everything. You heard that he was coming. He ended up coming here. All's well that ends well. We're good to go. We got Fangio.
And even if he did shop around for the last couple of days, like, it's his career. Like, it's his life. Like, you know.
Isn't that what you kind of want your coach to be, level-headed, smart, and, you know, make intelligent choices?
Yeah.
Look around. Saw the best deal was with the Dolphins. Most talent, most opportunity comes here. That should make you feel a little bit better, don't you think?
And a lot of money. I think he's going to be the highest paid DC in the league. But you know what?
I like that.
It's fine. His credentials tell you he's worth it. And it goes back to something that I always say about Stephen Ross as the owner of the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, it's hard to defend the results because the Dolphins have missed the playoffs more often than they made it. And they haven't won a playoff game since long before he bought the team. But at the same time, like, his intentions are good. Like, we can obviously, you could say, hey, the buck stops with the owner. You know, the team hasn't won anything since he's owned the team. It's fair. It's true. It's fine. But I always appreciate the fact that Stephen Ross, for, you know, the 15 years he's owned the team, has not spared any expense, right? If you've got to cut a certain check to get the coaches you want, even if sometimes you don't always get the right guys, I think Fangio should be the right guy. But, you know, he's willing to cut whatever check to get the coach he wants, the free agents he's wanted over the years. He spares no expense. So, I mean, you may have an owner that's not always put the right people in the right places, but at least you don't have a stingy owner because he's always been willing to spend whatever it takes to try to build a winner.
Yeah, of course. You always want an owner that's very crafty and always makes the right decision and gets the right player and the right coach. So, of course, you want that. But you always want your owner's heart and intentions to be in the right place. Trust me, I've been part of organizations where the owner treats the team like a business and it's about making money. And that is no fun whatsoever. So to say, you know, oh, you're not getting the results you want. Okay, but at least he's trying. And that makes it a little more easier to digest and cheer for your team than an owner that straight up is looking for a business, looking for a profit. Oh, maybe make the playoffs. That might help my bottom line, but never really going above and beyond to win. So you should definitely feel Stephen Ross that he's at least doing that for you, and you should be very thankful for that. Whether, you know, he gets the result you want or not, at least his heart's in the right place and it's not in his pocketbook.
So much of this, getting the results you want, so much of it depends on Tua. Can he can he stay concussion free? Because it's like, just the way that he performed when healthy last year, he, like, because I admit I was very much on the fence about Tua as a quarterback, but, you know, watching the stretch that the Dolphins had when he was putting up MVP type of numbers, you have to fully embrace the fact that with that system and with that supporting cast, Tua is pretty darn perfect for it. As long as he's out there with the quick release and the intelligence that he has and the ball placement, like, he's pretty darn perfect for that. But again, like, the big concern that I've had, 5 straight years going back to college, he hasn't gotten through a season healthy in 5 straight years. Now he's got the concussion issue. And, like, I know, Dan, that Chris Greer, at the end of the season, he said that, like, doctors have told him that Tua is at no risk of further concussions. But it's like, I don't know how you can say that. Like, okay, obviously Chris Greer's not a doctor, neither am I, but I find it hard to believe that every neurologist is universally going to agree that, yeah, you know what, for as bad as those concussions looked in 2022, I see no reason why he's at risk for further concussion. I don't know, man. It seems like that's something you talk to 20 different neurologists, you're going to hear 20 different opinions on that.
Oddly enough, though, I've actually read into it a little bit, and I've heard that not only the league and not only some independent neurologists have said that, of course, you are more apt to get concussions if you have injured your brain and Tua didn't have time to rest it. But if you fully rest and recover, they say that Tua is no more likely to get concussion than any other player.
Okay.
So that's a sign of hope. And like I said, it's been independent doctors, some of them in Pittsburgh, some of them for the league, of course, from all around. So it's like a lot of muscles. If you fully recover, you can be less apt to get it. So that's my hope, is that he has a good long off season, his brain fully recovers, and next season he goes out there and balls out. Because I think, if this is the thing, if Tua plays, I think he's a top tier quarterback in the league. Then there's that asterisk, and it's a bigger asterisk than most, because if he's healthy. Everybody else, you don't have that big of an asterisk, but he has that big asterisk if he's healthy. But if he has a 100% healthy season, I mean, you can see the Dolphins doing some really big things, because as you saw, they weren't scared of the Bills. They weren't scared of really anybody. They weren't scared of the Ravens. They weren't scared of anybody. They went after everybody. So I think if he's healthy, once again, big asterisk, you have a very, very bright future here in Miami.
305-567-0560 is how you get at us on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour coming your way next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.